guys. We've made it through South by Southwest Interactive Festival here. A bit tongue-tied, but this afternoon we just wanted to kind of give you a run-through of our week and reflect on what we've learned so far. We've caught up with Jenny Lees on a number of times.
Hi.
Hopefully you know Jenny from Edinburgh, and if not, you'll meet her sometime. So we thought we'd rope her in for this to get some extra wisdom and input. Make our jobs a little easier, right, Kate?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, so we thought we'd do a bit of a roundup about various learnings from the week. So let's kick off with a best session. What's your best session? What's your favorite? Jenny?
Mine was the completely unique Gary Vaynerchuk of WineLibrary.tv. He's a really crazy New Yorker who's just so energetic and passionate about what he says. It doesn't even matter what's coming out of his mouth. You want to, like, you leave the session wanting to go out and change the world. So I had a great time, and if you see a video of that, you really should watch it.
It's cool. Oh, well, I'll go next.
Okay.
And I think my favorite talk I've talked about before was just Strange Business by the Groupon guys. Again, I just love the idea of the amount of artistry and, like, editing, writing craft that goes into, I don't even know whether that's a right, correct phrase, that goes into a normal advert to try and entice people to buy things. And just the way that they talk about how to treat their readers intelligently and not to, you know, oversell and just be very honest and use humor in a kind of sparing but, you know, intelligent way. I love that. So what about you, Jess?
You know, I've struggled with this one. I know I went to some sessions. I really, really did.
Really? Really? Yeah. Because most sessions are before 4 o'clock, right?
I went to one or two a day, and even three one day, I think.
But I'm
going to have to go with Frey Cafe on this one. That was the storytelling session, as
someone
I'm
should
call
tell
it.
Jess, that's not even a session in the program. But.
Well, I'd say I learned the most or took away the most from it because it really put a human side to everyone and kind of reminded me that even when we're here meeting people with big job titles that might be a little bit intimidating at first, you know, all these people are just as human and just as cool and down to earth once you put them on the spot, give them a microphone to tell a story. So that was neat, and it felt like a good, just human connection between everyone. I like that.
That's very nice. So what about Hollis Startups? Because normally, you know, South by Southwest is famous for launching big startups. What do you think? What's been the biggest startups this time around?
I can't really put my finger on one particular, you know, the next Twitter, the next Foursquare, but group messaging really came into its own with the South by sort of use case. Lots of people all in the same place trying to find each other. So I think GroupMe, Beluga, obviously Beluga's been bought now, but definitely that space is looking hot. And I'm not quite sure who the winner is because people were debating both services on and off through the whole week.
Yeah, I heard a lot about Beluga. I didn't end up actually using it, but that was a surprise for me. I didn't actually end up using GroupMe that much, but Beluga, yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I installed GroupMe so I could get my free grilled cheese, but I think it's more than that. That's gotten people using it here. One other thing that's come up quite a lot is games and gamification, which Kate talked about before from her session, but being able to play games throughout a city. And one that I saw yesterday was Tap City. Don't know how it will turn out, but it's kind of like playing Monopoly throughout a city and owning different properties and having virtual goods, like a Monopoly game somehow.
But you see, I'm not quite sure. What's the purpose of it?
Like, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that really strikes me is, like, I understand that it's cool and it's kind of fun. I just never really understood the purpose of these kind of Foursquare type location check-ins. I need something more.
I think what a lot of them are missing is some ultimate, like, they haven't really got a motivation for people to actually play. And you play because it's novel, but certainly in the Foursquare talk, Dennis Crowley talked about, like, unlocking deals. And that's starting to get to motivate people a lot more with some real reward at the end of it all. So maybe if you played a game in your city and you ended up getting something like something real, like a free apartment, I mean, everyone would play. It's a case of appealing to our base instincts.
Yeah, maybe if you own it, then you'll get to have some rent, like receive some rent, just
council
like
tax if you're the mayor.
Oh, that's great!
Yeah.
I love the idea of the council tax.
I'd watch out. I think these virtual goods. I don't know. It's interesting to see how everyone applies them. I quite enjoyed Looped as well, but you've heard about that already.
Okay, we're gonna be back.